Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting second. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting third. The center fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting 5th. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting 6th. The catcher, Joe McCabe. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jim Rowland. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Rowland. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, George Thomas. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting 8th. The catcher, Mike Rourke. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Dave Wickersham. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Wickersham. And now, play ball. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a pop-up towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is called out on strikes. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Joe McCabe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCabe strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to second. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen takes first base on ball four. Killebrew moves to third. Virals moves to second. Jim Rowland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Horton reaches second base with a double. Kaline moves to third. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Roland. Kaline scores. Horton moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe takes first base on ball four. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark hits a pop-up towards short. Verhaal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas who is chasing the ball. Oliva reaches third base with a triple. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliva scores. It's Twins, 1, Tigers, 1. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. Mincher hits a line drive into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Joe McCabe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCabe is 0-for-1 in the game. McCabe strikes out. One out. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verhaals takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Allen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rowland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowland is 0-for-1 in the game. Rowland hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Horton hits a line drive into center field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Oliva hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark is 0 for 1 in the game. Roark hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham is 0 for 1 in the game. Wickersham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vare Alse fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 2 in the game. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe McCabe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCabe is 0 for 2 in the game. McCabe strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Vare Alse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vare Alse is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vare Alse hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mincher moves to second. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall pinch hits for Jim Rowland. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall takes first base on ball four. Joe Nosek pinch runs for Jimmy Hall. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 3 in the game. Rollins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Fisher now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Horton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva who is chasing the ball. Horton reaches third base with a triple. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Horton tags and scores. One out. It's 3-1, Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. McAuliffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McAuliffe. The throw from McCabe and he is out, Allen applying the tag. Two outs. Mike Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rourke is 0 for 2 in the game. Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham is 0 for 2 in the game. Wickersham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rourke moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mincher hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Allison moves to second. Two outs. Lenny Green pinch hits for Joe McCabe. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman now catching. Jerry Arrigo now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump strikes out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins won. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Virals strikes out. 1 out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt juggles the ball. That's an error on Wirt. Johnny Gorrell pinch hits for Jerry Arrigo. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 4 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe misplays the ball. That's an error on McAuliffe. Allen moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.